Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. It's Friday, baby. It's Friday. All lines are open for your comments and opinions. Come on, y'all. Get it right. Let's get it going. Today is Friday. Again, this is the head into the weekend. Okay? This is the top of the weekend, right? This is the top of the weekend. I love it. And for it to be Friday, in it is Free for All Friday. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Again, thanks for tuning in to the show, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. That's the number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live to the show, and you can call in, you can listen. And also, if you want to be on the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air for your comments and opinions on any subject. Again, it's Free Fall Friday, and you guys are in the best seat in the house. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. I know it's Friday. You guys probably have a lot to do, a lot planned for the weekend, yada, yada. But you're on and you're listening to me. And I really do appreciate it. Because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770 732-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And today's word of the day is usufruct. That's spelled usufruct. Usufruct is a noun, and it's and the meaning is the legal right of using and enjoying the fruits or profits of something belonging to another. Usufruct is a legal right of using and enjoying the fruits or profits of something belonging to another. The second meaning is the right to use or enjoy something is usufruct. Usufruct is a right, the right to use or enjoy something. Okay? That's usufruct. And so that's a good word to use, and you can you guys can store it there in your memory bank and keep that thing going. Right now it's 90 degrees in the ATL and sunshine, bright sunshine right now. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of 90 again. Scattered thunderstorms. Sunday, high 93. Scattered thunderstorms. Monday, high 92. Scattered thunderstorms. And there were storms all over the place on yesterday. All over Georgia, thunderstorms, lightning everywhere, and all this stuff. But, hey, you couldn't tell it at my house, I'll tell you that. But it rained just a little bit here. But that was it. But it was storming in other places. Anyhow, that's our weather for the next few days. That's the word of the day. And now we can get into today's subject. Today's episode is entitled Free for All Friday. Today is Free for All Friday. But what I wanted to do is I have a subject that I wanted to talk about and kind of try to bring some of my lady listeners into the show, onto the show, whatever. A lot of my lady listeners kind of shy away from coming on the air and talking. I don't know why. I know you have a lot to talk about. You always do. So if somebody would want to come on the show and explain a phrase that I heard of called get back six. Okay? So, you know, we're headed into the weekend, but this Free for All Friday and all lines are open for you to listen to call in and voice your opinion or comments on any subject that you choose. Okay? So, ladies or gentlemen, whatever, what is it? What does it mean, the phrase, get back six? Get back six. I heard a young lady say that today, and I asked what it was, and I knew what it was, but she's very young, maybe 19 years old, 20 years old, and I was wondering if she knew what it was or if she was just saying something, okay? And what she said was that get back sex is when your partner, not just a woman or not just a man, but your partner, when your partner does something outside of your relationship, you know, maybe a woman, you know, slept with another man. And so you find out that it happened. Now you go out and sleep with another woman. And that's what they call get back sex. I guess they getting back at their significant other or whatever. So I know that, you know, when guys go outside the relationship and mess with another female, and their girl finds out, okay, then it's tough to get back the trust in the relationship. Usually women who really love her man or whatever, or don't want to get out of her situation, they'll take him back. Okay? Then there's some women who won't take him back. There's some women who will take him back but go out and deal with another man and do the phrase that they call get back sex with someone else. And, you know, is it something where is, you know, where you, I know it's not a love thing. Okay. I know it's not a love thing. It may turn into a love thing, but I know it's not a love thing. Okay. She not in love with this other guy, or he's not in love with her, but they sleep together because she found out that her man had gone out and slept with someone else, or he found out that his girl had gone out and slept with someone else. So he goes out and sleep with another woman and calls it, well, I guess that's something women say, get back sex. Because, you know, I never heard a guy say anything about get back sex. Okay? I never heard that before. But I guess it's something that women say, or a term that women use. All right? This person asked me, how does, you know, why can't men accept a woman back after they, you know, go outside of the relationship with someone else? And I'm like, you know, it's a different emotion for men than it is women. You know, of course it is. A man, if he goes out and does something with another woman, and she and his girl finds out, she's hurt for sure. But you know, I've really only seen women who can take back their man after they found out that they've been with another woman. It's very hard for a man to take back a woman when he finds out that she's been out dealing with another man. It's just, that's just our makeup, I guess. That's just the way men are. We can't accept that. We can't accept that someone else was with our woman. It's like, that happens, it's like, okay, go be with him. You know, you guess you wanted to be with him. You were with him, so go be with him. And so, you know, that's the way that men are. But women are a lot more forgiving than men are. And but that's the term, get back sex. Now I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Smokey Washington.
Smokey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man. I just tuned in a few minutes ago. I was listening to what she was saying about this woman-man thing. You know, it's...
Yeah.
Man, it's something else, man, because, see, we, as men, we put women on the pedestal to where certain things women just aren't supposed to do. And
yeah.
Women look at men already as we dogs, so they expect us to do stuff like that. And I think it's more tolerable for them, aside the fact that they love a little harder than we do anyway. But for a man, it's like he's been up in my woman. You know, even though we go up in women, but it's like, you know, you wipe it off and keep moving. But for a woman, you know, you know what I'm saying? But a woman been up in you and he done, you know, did his thing all up in you. You don't want to go behind all that. So it's just a whole different makeup, because I would feel the same way. I have, you know, cheated on a woman before, and she took me back. And I have had one cheat on me, and I just couldn't see getting back with her. You know, besides that, we have egos that goes along with everything. And like I say, it is basically men look at women in a whole different, you know, a whole different way. There's certain things they shouldn't do, even though we do it, and we're wrong. But I just couldn't do it.
Right.
I just couldn't do it, man.
So did the woman that you stepped out on, did she, what am I trying to say?
Did she do some get back?
Yeah, did she do some get back, or did she find out that you had been out with another woman?
Yeah, women are so slick. You know, I fell asleep over there, and she got my number, my home number. They were back when everybody had landlines, and so she, you know, called the house, spilled the beans and everything. And, you know, they will go through your wallet, so, man, be careful if you're out there fooling around. They'll go through your wallet, get all the information they need.
Yeah.
But as far as the woman I was with, if she did do some good things, she didn't tell me anything about it, you know. But it's one thing, two and two, when you do step out, you're going to have a hard time at the house. You can't have no arguments. Every time you do, it's
going to
be brought up.
Right. They're not
going to
forget.
So they'll say they forgive you and take you back. You know, you end up getting back to what you would think is normal. And every time you do, it's going to pop back up. The main thing is you argue about something. You know, and you say something to her about she said this and that. She's going to go back. You know, look what you did. What I'm doing is so much
right.
Less than what you did to me. So, you know, you can't really talk and you can't.
Right. So, Smoke, you married right now?
No. I was married about 5 years before. Still friends and everything. I'll break up. It had nothing to do with infidelity. That was the one time that I was faithful.
Right. Right.
The time that
right.
I was around, I was just like, you know, I was wrong with somebody. I was shacking up or something like that. So when I got married, I took those vows to heart. It was hard because it seemed like as soon as I got married, I had everyone in the world coming to me.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you. So the young lady that you were messing around with, you say you fell asleep over there, and she went through your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Everything. I had my travel back. Amazing. Every day I had in my wallet. She probably took a picture of it. It's just a moment. So really, it all came to me, but I knew all this. And so I was like, man,
yeah.
What have I got myself into? It's really not worth it. You know? It's a consequence.
So now, did she call while you were there, or she like waited till you got home and called, or she called the next day, or you remember that?
Oh no, yeah, she called. I was like on my way home. She called and she told us that I've been over her house, told her how long I've been over there, and told her type of soap I use. Everything I learned to use the soap that you have at home so you won't be smelling no different. And then let that smell wear out so you won't smell like fresh soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she told me every day the girl was sitting up, you know, licking all crazy. I was already feeling, you know, the fun of that. That's the way I did it every day. She called that. Address of the girl's house. And I was like, oh my God. But I tell you what, I slept in the other room and I had a chair propped up on the door because she was just going to get in there. You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she didn't raise hell or nothing like that. She was so cool and calm about it to escape. I was like, I'm sleeping in another room, a door locked. Chair properly. If you get in here, you got to wake me up getting in. You know, cause I had a cousin to get stabbed like that.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm sure that there are probably a lot of stories out there similar to that's really kind of creepy. That's kind of creepy what you're talking about, because like you said, you were scared about that. So you slept in the other room, locked the door, put a chair up against the door.
Man, I had to, man. I was like, no, you know, she raised hell, hit me or something, you know. But you let that,
right.
Just like that song, it's a thin line between love and hate.
Yeah.
I thought about that. There ain't gonna be up in the hospital, man. I don't know.
Right. All right. Hey, Smoke, I appreciate your call, brother. Stay in touch, man. Keep listening to the show.
You know I will.
All right, be good. So again, guys, that's something to think about. I mean, you know, anytime when man or woman, because it's not just segregated to men. It's men and women. Men and women do these things. And you know, could have been a woman, same situation, because it's crazy men out there that who these women are dating or living with, that if the man found out that she been sleeping around, and just like the caller said, you know, we wound a little bit different than women, and if something like that happened with a man. And he find out that his woman been out there, and then she comes in, and that guy done called and told him everything about them. You know, there's no telling what he'd do. There's no telling what she'd do if she found out that her man was out there. Same way. So it's not just segregated to men. It's men and women. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and voice your opinion on this subject. What is Get Back 6? Now, again, I don't believe that, you know, a lot of women do this as far as Get Back 6. But I believe, I'm sure it happens because, you know, it's usually, and well, I don't know if it's, I don't know if I can say usually, but probably 7 times out of 10 is the man that's that has, you know, gone out and dealt with a woman outside of their relationship, and then she finds out instead of the other way around. Now, again, it happens, but it's usually men that go outside the relationship and mess with another woman. And, you know, when another woman is involved, and I did a show not long ago talking about single men, these bachelors usually have 3 to 5 different women that they're dealing with at one time. Okay, a bachelor. These single guys usually deal, you know, juggling 3 to 5 women at any one time. So, you know, when you think about that, yeah, he's dealing with you, but he's also dealing with these other women. You might think you might think that you're his number one girl, but at the same time, he's telling another girl that she's his number one girl. So there's a fine line there again that men walk. Single men walk this fine line when they're dealing with women, because they really don't know what that woman is capable of, because, you know, a lot of times you hadn't really gotten to know her. And but so you never really know what she's capable of. So all I can say is, hey, you got to be careful. You got to be more careful than you are. I know the caller, Smokey, he was saying that he over to the young lady's house and fell asleep there, and then she go through all his stuff, you know, looking for something. And that's, you know, thinking about that, that's a no-no, right? You go over some, you know, you living with another woman, and then you go and deal with another woman at her place, and that's a no-no for falling asleep there and, you know, and chilling like that. And she, you know, that gives her the opportunity for sure to go through your stuff. I know it's like, you know, you want to give them time and all this stuff, but, man, that's a really, really fine line. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. So, again, kind of piggybacking on what the caller said, and again, it's men and women who do this, okay? But again, the men aren't really too forgiving in those situations, but the women are pretty forgiving in that type of situation. But men aren't. It's just like, you know, was like we were saying, it's hard for us to get back to what it was, because you know that another man been with your woman. Okay? You may not know it when she first started dealing with someone else, or you may not know it for a while, but when you find out, It's like someone reached in you, reached down your throat, grabbed your heart, pulled it out, laid it on the table, and slapped it around a couple of times, and then put it back in. You know, that's how it is, I think, with men. We, you know, we just can't handle that. And again, what happens with men is our egos are so big. And I said this a long time ago. You know, if you stretch your arms out both sides, side to side, stretch your arms as far out to the side of your body as you can, and then push them back as far as you can, and then you bring them back around to the front of you and close your hands together and then push them back again, that's how big men's egos are, and even bigger than that. You know, you can't put your arms around a man's ego. Okay? You can't put your arms around it. And so we have these huge egos, and a lot of times men think that it'll never happen to them. You know, I know I had another friend of mine, and I don't know if they're listening to the show or not, but I had a friend of mine who was dealing with another woman outside of his relationship, and she found out. But then when she started dealing with someone else, another man outside of their relationship, and he found out, he couldn't deal anymore. It just hurt him so bad that he couldn't deal anymore. I mean, he didn't commit suicide or anything like that, but the feeling that he had at that time was just like I said, reach down your throat, grab your heart, pull it out, sit it on the table, slap it around a few times, then put it back in. And you know, he started doing unusual stuff and everything, trying to find out what she was doing, where she was going, and all this stuff. So that's, you know, that's time consuming. It's, you know, it's a waste of time when things like that happen and you try to figure it out. But at the same time, you have to get some kind of straight thinking about what's going on. And that's what you want to know, is what's going on with her. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, again, it's Friday. It's Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. I just wanted to put that out there because this young lady was talking about that to me. She had a friend who was into that situation, and she was talking to me about that, and I was like, hey, that'll be a great topic for my show. So that's why I did it. And again, it's Free Fall Friday, but I talk about all kinds of stuff on Friday. And it's again, Friday is the start to the weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Of course, I'm off this weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Monday, we'll probably have a new time. I'll let you guys know for sure. But Monday, we'll have a new time as far as the show goes, and we'll be broadcasting then. Until then, this Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. I mean, a tremendous weekend, and really, really take care of yourselves. Hey, guys, take care. I'm out.
my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk walk with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'ma do it, too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like,
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get in.